The evolution of the internal structure of massive star-forming regions in the Milky Way as revealed by ALMA, by Sami Dib. We analyze the structure of 15 protocluster-forming regions in the Milky Way using their 1.3mm continuum emission maps from the ALMA IMF Large Program. The analysis of the cloud structure is performed using the Delta Variance Spectrum technique. The calculated spectra display a self-similar regime on small scales as well as the presence of a prominent bump on larger scales and whose physical size, LUBE, falls in the range of approximately equals 70000 to 60000. These scales correspond to the sizes of the most compact clumps within the protocluster forming clouds. A significant correlation is found between LUBE and the surface density of the free-free emission estimated from the integrated flux of the H41-alpha recombination line σH41-alpha-caret free-free as well as a significant anti-correlation between LUBE and the ratio of the 1.3mm to 3mm continuum emission fluxes S1.3mm-caret cloud, S3mm-caret cloud. Smaller values of S1.3mm-caret cloud, S3mm-caret cloud and larger values of σH41-alpha-caret free-free correspond to more advanced evolutionary stages of the protocluster forming clumps. Hence, our results suggest that the sizes of the densest regions in the clouds are directly linked to their evolutionary stage and to their star formation activity, with more evolved clouds having larger protocluster forming clumps. This is an indication that gravity plays a vital role in regulating the size and mass growth of these clumps with ongoing gas accretion. This was the evolution of the internal structure of massive star-forming regions in the Milky Way as revealed by ALMA, by Sami Dib.